Teaches us that God inhabits. Praise
yes.
God. If he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
That's right.
His presence. Honor him, love him, praise him, serve him with all that's within your heart. Praise God. Do you love him tonight?
Yes.
Thank for what the Lord has done for you. That was always testimony. It means that not everybody knew when they come to church they'd have to testify. When I was coming up, the pastor would point, say, I want to say, Brother Jeff, I want you to have Wednesday night. I may ask Nick to follow me. Brother's lying. What they would do, I say, they want to conduct prayer meeting. What they do, they'd have a week to have scripture that they have read. They feel like they'll share that scripture, read it, share some things that God has done for them. I'm going to give it over down to testimony. That's the way it was when I was growing up. How many was used to that? You know, I was coming up in the church, got spoiled on preaching. Lord, don't we?
That's right.
But we need to get back to the Old Testament meeting.
Right.
No, you have a few testify once in a while. I tell you what, I've been in some powerful testimony meetings. Power of God come down. My wife testified. Frankie. Preacher, what is that? You know, it's going to have to come my turn to testify? Is that what you're trying to say? You're going to have a testimony meeting? No, not tonight. Never know what we're allowed to do around here.
Right, right, right.
So you need to be ready, don't you?
Come on.
You need to always be. What's the scripture teach? We overcome by the word of a testimony.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Did you know that you overcome the adversary's war against you for several days? Because you can stand up and testify. All right?
Amen.
I was asking anybody to testify. I guess you'd be ready. Help him, give him strength. We'll have her up here before it's over with that one. We sure are. Because our priests don't have availability.
Well. Good to see all y'all in the house of God tonight, and like a man of God said, people spoiled on preaching. I hope you're spoiled on preaching after tonight. Because I might have something you could chew on here for Thanksgiving. I could chew on it a little while.
Amen.
You have your Bibles tonight. Matthew chapter 15. Part more verse 10. I'm going down through 19. Now flipping over to Mark 7, 21 through 23. Matthew 15, verse 10. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Amen. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees was offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare to us this parable. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entered into the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the dry? But those things which proceeded out of the mouth cometh from the heart and defileth the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemies. From within and out, from within out of the heart of men proceed the evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. I want to preach that the Lord will be my helper tonight. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? The one scripture comes into mind tonight, the Bible tells me to say that. I'm telling you, what comes out that mouth tonight, it defiles. It can defile you tonight. What's coming out of there? Have you got any bitterness there? Have you got any hatred there? What's in thy heart tonight? It's time to get it out tonight. I'm telling you tonight, brother, I've been struggling all day long, like I said, but I'm telling you, I need to preach the word. What's in thy heart? What's in there? Just bear with me just a little. I got a few things I want to read here. I want to back up, and I want to read a note to lay a little foundation. Lay a little foundation here tonight. This is six things that I wrote here that defiles a man. Some corruption that comes out of the heart. Here they are. Covetousness is moderate desires for more of the wealth of the world and the gratification of sins. Wickedness, malice, hatred, ill will, a desire to do mischief, and a delight in mischiefs done. Lasciviousness, filthiness and foolish talk, the eye full of adultery, the evil eye, the envious and covetous eye, grudging others the good we give them or do for them, or grieving at the good they do or enjoy. Pride, exalting ourselves in our own conceit above others, and looking down when scorn and contempt come upon others. Foolishness is imprudence, inconsiderateness, rashness of speaking and acting. All these come from within the heart and defile the man. I'm telling you tonight, it'll defile you tonight. Have you got anything that's coming out of your heart? Have you got any bitterness in your heart tonight? I'm telling you, I wish there was some more here. The bitterness of people, these some people, they ain't showing forth good fruits. And my Bible tells me that every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit should have been cut down, should have been higher, should have been hewn down and cast into the fire. I'm telling you, the axe might be laid into the root of the tree. I'm telling you tonight, the tree's gonna fall where it will it. What's in your heart? What's there?
Amen, brother.
I'm telling you, I've been struggling today. I don't want to come out with a message like this. I don't want to defend nobody. But what's in there? Are you holding any grudges on any? What's in there tonight? I'm telling you, if you want to make kingdom of God your home, you got to have it all out of your heart. You got to have a pure heart. No more than the psalmist said in Psalm 51, create me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Return unto me the joy of thy salvation. I tell you, I was going to go another way tonight, but I had a fellow to visit me, brother. Had a knock on the door. The heart full. Heart full. He is holding all this stuff in his heart. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness of sin one to hell. That's where to send you tonight. Unforgiveness of sin you there. The Bible tells you in the Word of God, he said, if you bring your gift to the altar, point.
Right.
Just bear with me.
Yes,
Lord. Then in Matthew 12, 34 through 37, he says, "O generations of vipers, how can ye be an evil speaking good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasures, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." I tell you, I want to speak things that'll lift a brother up. That'll lift him up and not tear him down. I don't want to tear you down, brother or sister. I want to lift you up. I want to do my part tonight to see others make it through. That's where it's all at. So many times, I tell you, people see other people down and they see them struggling. They say, if he was a man of God, if he was a man of God, he'll get back up. What's wrong with him? I'm telling you, they're lashing people with their tongues. And it's not wise tonight. It's not wise tonight. Just bear with me. Bear with me. Let's bear with me just a little bit.
Yes,
sure. I want to turn on over here to James. James 3 is where I'm going to. I'm going to start with verse about 2. "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." He said, "Behold, we put bits in a horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. But also the ships which though they be so great are driven of a fierce wind. Yet are they turned about with a very small hymn, wheresoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. A tongue is a fire. Is a fire world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. It defileth the whole body." It defiles the whole body and setteth on fire the courses of nature, and it set on fire of hell. I'm telling you, what's coming out that mouth, it can very much be defiling you tonight. What's in thy heart? What's coming out? What's coming out of thy heart? Is it blessing tonight? Is it cursing tonight? What's in thy heart?
Bless the Lord.
What's in thy heart?
Amen.
I want praise to be in my heart.
Amen.
I want a heart that's fixed. I preached a message just a while back over in Georgia. My heart is fixed. I will praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I got a fixed heart. And I don't want nothing that'll come in and defile me. I don't want nothing to defile me tonight.
Amen, brother.
I don't want nothing to defile me. I want to be one that can uplift and encourage, brother. When I see them down, I want to be one that I can lean over to them and pray for them and caress them and say, "I love you, brother. I don't know what all's going on, but I want to lift you up to the Lord." I'm telling you, He can do all things tonight. I'm telling you, He can do it. All we need to do is keep a perfect heart. We need to protect our heart. We need to guard our heart. Protect our heart tonight. Protect it tonight. Protect our heart with all diligence tonight. For out of it are the issues of life.
Right.
I'm telling you, the heart is the center of one's most being tonight. It's not the heart that pumps blood tonight. It's the intellect with God. What's in the heart? Have you got bitterness, envy, strive in the heart? We need to get it out. We need to get it out.
Right.
I'm telling you, I've been around people, and they say, I'm a Christian. I do this way, and I do that way. And I can start looking at them, and after a little while, you know where their heart's at, brother. You know when they start talking about the things of the world and places of the world. I tell you today, you can tell them just a little while where the heart is. I'm telling you tonight, you get a man alone on a fixed bank. You see that they start talking about the Lord. I'm telling you, comes from his heart.
Right.
It's coming out of his heart.
Come on, brother.
Just bear it with me.
Right, brother.
Just bear it with me a little bit. Verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. Though the fountain send forth the same place, sweet water and bitter. Can the fig tree, my brother, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? What's in the heart tonight? What's in the heart? I'm telling you, find out where your heart's at quick. When you start walking through the house and you thump that old big toe, I'm telling you, in the dark, it'll find you right quick. Where is thy heart at tonight? What's coming out the mouth? Is it blessings or cursing? I'm telling you tonight, that's where you find it at. What's in the heart? What's in your heart tonight? I'll tell you, it brings me to mind of old Simon Peter. He's one brother that didn't even know his own heart. He denied Jesus Christ. He denied. He said before the cock crowed, I shouted out thrice that you know me. I tell you, he went into the city because he wanted to see the end. He wanted to see the end. And he was sitting by the wood heater there. I don't say wood heater or fireplace. And was warming himself. And he said, you was with Jesus of Nazareth. Because your voice, your speech grit there too. He said, I know not the man. And just in a little while, another will come back and say, you are one of those. And he began to curse and say, I know not the man. He didn't know his own heart tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, what's in thy heart?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
What's in your heart tonight?
That's right.
What's in your heart?
Come on.
I want a pure, holy heart, brother. I want to be one that can be on the old path. I want to walk that old path of holiness. I want to get in the middle of the road. I want to get straight. I want to hang right, stay straight. I tell you, that's what's going to take us home. It's keeping a pure heart. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Huh? No man shall see the Lord. What's in your heart tonight? What's in it? You know, so many times we start talking about a brother. Now, I ain't saying anybody here is doing this, but we want to get a little piece of mud out of their eye when we got a big old log, a big old beam in our own eye. First, get the mud out of your own eye. Yeah, a beam out of your own eye. This is how you see clearly. And cast the mud out of that brother's eye. What's in your heart tonight?
Right,
what's in your heart? There were so many times, brother, I said in the Word of God just like this, and I'll say, oh boy, there's no more than my pastor preached that one thing. What is that one thing that you got in your heart? That one thing you don't want to give up. That one thing tonight. What is it? What's in your heart? What is that one thing you don't want to give up? I tell you tonight, I want to sell all. I want to sell all tonight. I'm telling you, I found a pearl of great price, and I sold all, and I purchased that field tonight. I'm telling you tonight, I want to win Christ tonight. I don't want to abhor anything in my heart. No kind of sin in my heart. No kind of hatred or hatefulness in my heart. I tell you, I feel it tonight. I wish the boy I was talking to today, right before church, was here, brother. He was here. You can't reason with some people. They hold grudges. They don't even think. They don't even think of. They only come to the house of God. They think the only one is right, brother. Brother Jeff knows who I'm talking about. I done spoke with him. Brother, wrong spirit. Wrong spirit. He need to get a hold of it. He need to get a hold of it. He need to drop to his knees and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Come into my heart. Lift the load off of me. And quit sowing discord among the brethren. How you know you passed from death to life tonight? It's love That's good.
Right.
Listen, Lord. That's what I want coming out of my heart is love.
Right.
Love. Love lifted me when nothing else could. Love lifted me. I tell you, it lifted me tonight, brother. That's what I want. I want love. The Bible says charity suffered long. It puffed up. It's not puffed up. It don't behave itself unseemly tonight. That's what we need. We need a heart of love. We need a heart of charity tonight. A heart of love. Let's bear with me. Lord, just help me to get it out like I feel it. I'm going to read a note right here. James emphasizes our inclinations to sin and our speaking, sinful speaking, whose harsh and unkind words, lying and slander and gossiping and boasting, all that comes from the heart. You ain't no see me boast myself to be nothing. I'm nothing by the grace of God. I am what I am. I am what I am tonight by Jesus Christ my Lord. I'm nothing and I know I'm nothing. I don't put myself on no pedestal. I don't put myself there. If you lift up the Son of God, He will draw all men into Him. I lift up Jesus tonight. If the Son of Man shall be lifted up, He's gonna draw. That's who I'm lifting up tonight. I'm lifting up Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Healer. That's who I'm lifting up tonight.
Amen.
Just bear with me. Just bear with me. Let me turn over here. Y'all might not want to follow me. I'm back and forth. Jeremiah. Stop at Jeremiah right quick. 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? He says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. What's in your heart? What is the fruit of your doings tonight? What is your fruit that you bring forth? I want to bring forth fruits of righteousness. I want to be bringing forth some fruit to be on my count. I want to bring forth some fruit to say that man is saved. I want to bring forth fruit, brother. I want to go out. I want to see how much fruit I can bring on in to the fold of God. I want to bring forth fruit, brother.
Amen, brother.
Just bear with me.
Good.
I want to read another note right here before I move. The heart corrupt as a result of people turning to selfishness and evil rather than to God's ways of righteousness. The corrupt human heart is beyond cure. It cannot be changed by itself. The only remedy is the Spirit's, God's grace. Be born again through faith in Christ. If you lost here and undone, that's what you need to do. You need to turn. You need to turn to God. You need to get rid of the old bitter heart. You need to get a heart of flesh. You need to get the stony heart took out. You need to get a heart of flesh tonight. You look at one tonight. It's had a heart transplant. He took out the old stony heart and He put a heart of flesh there where I could feel Him. That's what I want. You know, He baptized me in love. He gave me a love one for another. He gave me a love for you. That's what I want. I want a loving heart tonight.
Amen.
Just bear with me. Bear with me. Been struggling all day. I will struggle a little while longer, brother. Jeremiah 32:18-19. Thou showest love and kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children. After them, the great and mighty God, the Lord of hosts is His name. Great in counsel, mighty in word, for thy eyes are open upon all the ways of the Son of Man, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. I'm telling you, tonight He's going to give you the fruit of your doings. What are you doing tonight? What do you got here tonight? What do you got here tonight? Have you got a heart that's been changed? A heart that's full of love? A heart that ain't holding no grudges? A heart that ain't got no bitterness? Ah, that's the heart I want. Samaritan man. You know, he had one of compassion. I want a compassionate heart, brother. You know, that man set him up on his own beast and took him to the inn and gave him 2 bits and said, whatever is owed more when I come, he said, I'll repay. That's what I want, a good Samaritan heart. I want a heart, brother, that it ain't gonna be nothing in it to defend. Defends and make a lie. Bear with me. Let's bear with me. Try not to go into too many circles. Go on over to Psalms. Part of verse 9. He says, surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice. Have I heard this, that power belongeth to God. Also to thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. And he's going to reward every man according to his work tonight. I'm telling you, we're going to give account for everything we've done in this body tonight, whether bad or good. We're going to give account of every idle word we spoke, each and everything we spoke tonight. We're going to give account of it the day of judgment. And he's going to say, preacher, why did you take a muzzle back? Why did you let him put a muzzle on you? I tell you, I don't want to be muzzled tonight. I want to preach thy word. I want to be instant in season, out of season. We're reproof, rebuke, and sound doctrine tonight. I'm telling you tonight, I'm giving you something wholesome for your heart. Don't have nothing there that defends or make a lie. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? I tell you, I'm going to say this right here. Back so a few years ago, we was over open praise. I was out evangelizing to a church, preached the truth and everything. Preaching the truth to him. He had a bias of the rock sitting in the church. Said, brother, I can't let you preach. You're stoning the people. Got hurt, brother. Right to the heart. And Colas knows what I'm talking about. I went to the Deliverance Tabernacle. Church of God. Brother Keith Speed was up there. He'd run and pray for this one. He'd run and pray for that one. He'd come back to me. He said, you need quick to forgive. I'm telling you not to let the sun go down upon your wrath. Give no place to the devil tonight. Give him no place. Give him no place. I want to be swift to hear, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, slow to wrath tonight. I want to be slow tonight. I'm telling you tonight, that fellow's up in my house. I know what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to throw him out headlong. He wanted me to jump on him. He wanted me to lose it. But I'm telling you tonight, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Come to close. The fellow told me, he said, that when I leave, said I won't be back no more. I said, well, suit yourself. Suit yourself, that's your choice. Brother, I was trying to help him, trying to throw out the lifeline. I can throw out the lifeline and people don't want to grab hold. They're going to drown. They're going to drown into destruction. I'm telling you, that's what so many people do. They wrestle with the scripture to their own destruction. To their own destruction tonight. The word of God is spiritual written and it's spiritual discerned tonight. Without the spirit of God, you ain't on nobody say this. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? I want an open heart, brother. What you see is what you see, what you get. You know, the same Frankie you see now is the same Frankie you see 7 days a week. I don't have no secrets. I don't have no secrets in my heart. I don't lash at people. It's things in my heart. I don't have whorum there. I don't have whorum there, brother. There's so many people that get that place where they let grudges drive them. You know, my brother preached a message, what drives you? I preached the same message right down the road, what drives you? Some people letting the grudges drive them. They let the things in their heart drive them, brother. They let them drive them. But I want to be drove by the things of God. I want to be drove by His Word. I want to be drove to my knees in prayer by His Word. By His Word. I want the Word of God to drive me, brother. I want Jesus Christ to be my pallet. You know He's my pallet tonight. He's my all in all. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. A lot of people say He's Savior tonight, but I'm telling you, He's my Lord. He's my all. He's done something for me that no man could do. I'm telling you, He saved my soul. He called me out. He called me out. He established my goings. He set me upon a rock tonight. And that rock is Christ Jesus. And I'm glad I'm there tonight. Glad I'm there tonight. There's so many times some old tactic to Satan. He want to come against the mind and tries to drive something to your mind. I'm telling you, as long as it's in your mind, it's not in your heart. I'm telling you, when it sinks down from the mind and then to the heart and comes out the mouth, that's when it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Boy, I didn't know I was going to go that far tonight. Also of thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou rendest every man according to... I want to be rewarded. Come to the close. Can somebody give me some music? Or turn on the cassette player. I can't do it. I can't do it, but I know one that can.
Amen, brother.
I know one that can tonight. Do all things, brother. I can get up here, and I can preach, I can holler, I can scream, I can sweat, but I can't do it. You can't preach until you're anointed. I'm telling you, He'll make the word go forth.
Amen.
Go forth as fire. I don't know who all I was preaching to tonight. Might have been just preaching to myself. But if anyway y'all got any help tonight, these altars is open. If you here tonight lost and undone, ain't got a Savior in your life, on the way to a devil's hell, these altars are open to you tonight. They open.